This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July is in U.S. custody, heading home after being expelled by North Korea. We get more on the story from Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Private Travis King made a sudden dash into the North in July. U.S. officials told reporters he appeared to be in good health and spirits and was very happy to be on his way home. The Swedish government retrieved King in North Korea and brought him over the border into China, where he was taken into U.S. custody. His shocking case triggered heated discussions within the U.S. government, but Washington declined to declare him a prisoner of war. Instead, North Korea appears to have treated his case like one of illegal immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead with a bipartisan plan to avoid a government shutdown in a few days, as Republicans in the House of Representatives remain locked in a stalemate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy has tried to get hard-right Republicans to approve a temporary House measure to keep the government running, which Tennessee's Andy Ogles and others have said they will never do.
I'm a no, and will remain a no.
Even as McCarthy insists he'll hold a test vote Friday, Chuck Schumer and Senate leaders are urging him to allow a vote on their bill.
It would pass. It would pass.
But Florida House Republican Byron Donald simply says no.
That thing is dead over here. Are you kidding me?
A shutdown would start Sunday, though President Biden says it's not inevitable. Still asked what can be done to avoid one.
If I knew that, I would have done it already.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's military said Thursday its air defenses downed dozens of drones that Russia used to attack the country overnight. The regional governor of Odessa said on Telegram, there were no casualties there. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan detained the former head of Nagorno-Karabakh separatist government as he tried to join thousands crossing into Armenia following Azerbaijan's 24-hour blitz last week to reclaim control of the region. The arrest on Wednesday was announced by Azerbaijan's Border Guard Service. It appears to reflect Azerbaijan's intention to enforce its grip on the region. Officials said at least 92 Azerbaijani troops were killed during the offensive, while Nagorno-Karabakh officials said at least 200 people died on their side, including 10 children. The World Health Organization is calling on schools to protect children from the toxic impact of tobacco use by creating nicotine and tobacco-free zones on their campuses. We get more from Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
The WHO guide highlights four ways to promote a nicotine and tobacco-free environment for young people. They include banning nicotine and tobacco products on school campuses, prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products near schools, and banning the advertisement and promotion of tobacco products near schools. The guide also calls on schools to refuse sponsorships or engagement with tobacco and nicotine industries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The staffs of television shows are returning to work as the Writers Guild of America declares its strike over after nearly 5 months. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the story.
The late-night talk shows will be back on the air by Monday. They were among the first shows affected by the Writers Guild of America strike. Bill Maher says his show Real Time will return on Friday. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver will be on the air Sunday. WGA leaders approved its contract Tuesday and told its members they may return to work. Scripted series might take longer to return since the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA is still on strike in a separate contract dispute with major studios. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The U.S. Senate is moving ahead with a bipartisan approach to prevent a government shutdown, but on the House of Representatives side, Speaker Kevin McCarthy is seeking to break a stalemate by asking hard-right Republicans to do what they've said they'd never do and pass their own temporary measure to keep the government open. A House test vote is set for Friday, one day before the shutdown deadline. And seven Republican presidential candidates debated Wednesday night, each trying to become the main challenger to former President Donald Trump, who holds a commanding lead for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, even as he faces four criminal indictments. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.